Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download and listen to our podcast from CelticUnderground.net. I'm Harry Brady, and this week we have a Tale from the Wiki podcast extra special with the event coming along in the Czech Republic for Johnny Madden. The story of Johnny Madden will be laid out in this podcast. He played for Celtic, Dumbarton and Scotland between 1905 and 1930 and is considered the father of Czech football. And the Celtic Grave Society have an event this weekend in the Czech Republic commemorating him. So enough of me. This is a tale from the Celtic Wiki. Oh, and just one other thing. Apologies, the site is down. It's being rectified and hopefully we'll be back up soon. Good night and God bless.
Paradise to Prague, the Johnny Madden story. Another tale from the Celtic Wiki. The history of Celtic is blessed with remarkable characters and stories. There are many well-told tales of triumph and tragedy, heartbreak and heroism. Yet, even within this rich seam, there are few legends quite as exceptional as that of a former shipyard worker who composed his own Bohemian Rhapsody to become the father of Czech football. Born the son of Irish immigrants at 71 High Street, Dumbarton, in June 1865, John William Madden made his name as a footballer with his hometown club, combining football with a job as a riveter in Glasgow shipyards. His ability with the ball secured stints in England with Gainsborough Trinity in Grimsby Town. He would work Monday to Friday on the Clyde before taking the train south for games each weekend. A sought-after talent, Madden was keenly pursued by those Celtic officials charged with putting together a team for the club's inaugural match. The charm offensive proved successful, and on May 28, 1888, John Madden became the first man to lead a Celtic forward line when a 5-1 triumph over Rangers heralded the arrival of a new footballing power. Madden would briefly return to Dumbarton, but the call of the Celts would prove irresistible, and in August 1889, he returned to Parkhead. The fledgling East End club made an instant impact on the Scottish game, and Johnny Madden swiftly established himself as a fan's favourite. He brought from the shipyards a vigorous work ethic. Physically strong, John revelled in the uncompromising environment of the football field. But there was so much more to his game than brute force. Madden was an entertainer. A thrilling combination of skill and strength, he delighted in eluding opponents with a clever flick or a cheeky dummy. These tricks were lapped up by an appreciative and ever-growing Celtic support. For all his artistry, Madden's most famed attribute was a rather more blunt instrument, a ferocious shot. Nicknamed the Rooter, teammates joked that any time a Madden shot crashed against a post, it threatened to uproot it. Off the field, John Madden was bright, opinionated, and a supreme trainer. Never afraid to voice his views, it was said that Madden and Willie Maley endured a frequently frosty relationship. Unsurprisingly, Madden's talents on the pitch provoked intense interest from England's professional clubs. Celtic, never a club to let the Scottish game's official amateur status get in the way of progress, made him one of the highest paid players at Parkhead. It was well known that Johnny had taken the shilling. His strikes at goal would frequently be met by the cynics on the terraces hollering, "That's a £2 shot." Madden did briefly register with Sheffield Wednesday in 1892, but before kicking a ball in anger, he was whisked back to Parkhead. Reports of how Celtic persuaded their man to return vary from threats of violence to a persuasive Catholic priest spiriting the player back to Glasgow under cover of the night. Ultimately, Johnny would prove a fine servant to the boys. During his Celtic Park career, Madden won 3 championship medals and scored a total 49 goals in 118 appearances. Although missing out in the final, he also played his part in the club's first Scottish Cup triumph in 1892. Madden played twice for Scotland, both times against Wales, and scored a remarkable 5 goals. Brief spells at Dundee and Tottenham Hotspur followed until he finally called time on his playing career in 1897. Typically, for most footballers, a retirement from the game meant a lifetime return to the pit, factory or the shipyard. But the John Madden story would prove far from typical. In 1905, officials from Prague's Slavia club had travelled to London in search of a new coach. Thanks to a mutual contact, Madden secured an interview with the Slavia delegation. Johnny had played in Hungary on a summer tour with Celtic, but he had little experience of football in Eastern Europe, or indeed coaching. Despite this, he successfully talked himself into the job. Madden travelled to Bohemia and brought with him from Scotland new tactics and views on football which would not only help build Slavia into a formidable force, but also shape the very future football in the new Czechoslovakia. A genuine football pioneer, Madden introduced methods and standards which were as revolutionary then as they are commonplace now. He combined a demand for supreme fitness with an intense interest in tactics and obsessive preparation. He devised meticulous training programs with designated rest days between matches and individual regimes for squad members, which included gymnastic and athletic exercises. Madden also introduced regular physiotherapy sessions, and his demand for discipline included a ban on players smoking and drinking before and after matches. It wasn't too long before Slavia began to reap the rewards of their coach's methods, triumphing in the local cup competition 4 times between 1908 and 1912. His work at Slavia saw Madden established as the most respected coach in Czech football, and in 1924 he was selected to accompany the national squad to the Paris Olympics. The following year, Slavia made history by claiming the first Czechoslovakian league championship, a feat Madden and his team would repeat in 1929 and 1930. In June 1930, after 25 years as a coach, Madden retired from Slavia and professional football at the age of 66. By then, this son of Dumbarton was very much a man of Prague. He had married a local woman, and his children were born and raised in his adopted homeland. In his 25 years with Slavia, Madden led his side to a remarkable 134 wins in 169 domestic matches. He had also laid the foundations for a generation of Slavia dominance, with the Red and Whites winning 10 of the next 17 league titles. His influence reached beyond club football, and in 1934, Czechoslovakia would reach the final of the World Cup against host Italy with 8 squad members from Slavia. After retirement, Madden remained a familiar and hugely popular figure in Slavia. He would die in April 1948 at the age of 83, and his funeral cortege would be accompanied by players dressed in Slavia strips. From a riveter in the shipyards of the Clyde to the father of Czech football, the career of John Madden is truly extraordinary. From paradise to Prague, his is a story which deserves to both be remembered and treasured.